Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Kaum and over to Spencer, who tags Walker for the out. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive beyond short. Rogel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boss. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burnett bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek is walked intentionally. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sissel trying to get to home. White throws the ball into Desodles, who tags Sissel, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Vosmek moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball towards right. Porter catches it and throws to first to double up Rogel. 2 outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Dick Porter. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Powers now playing right field. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen bunts towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. White moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. White moves to third. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. the Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boss bunts in front of the plate. Desodles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Desodles. Vosmick moves to third. Boss moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com is walked intentionally. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Boss moves to third. Com moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.